So the question is this: how do you become a healthy, lean and fit vegan, all while having fun and making it a sustainable lifestyle you enjoy living? If you want to know the secrets to losing fat effortlessly, building vegan muscle and positively impacting the people around you every single day, then this is the right podcast for you. I am Fritz Horstmann. This is the Vegan Fitness Podcast. All right, welcome back to the Vegan Fitness Podcast, to an exciting episode where we are talking eco-psychology, okay? How immersing in nature benefits your health. But before we dive in, I want to remind you that for the next month, we're doing a special thing. So for 1 month, I'm giving away my ebook, The Perfect Vegan Meal Template, to you for free. And for the first 25 reviews of the podcast since relaunching now, I'm creating a custom vegan meal plan for your specific needs and goals. Yes, you heard that correctly. I really tailored to your body and to your goals. And again, for the first 25 reviews that are coming over this relaunch of the podcast. So all you gotta do is three things. Firstly, first step is to leave a rating and a review on this podcast on iTunes. So you can just scroll to my iTunes page, and at the bottom you'll find the red section and you can give your rating and write a quick review. It doesn't have to be super long. You can write whatever you want, of course. That's the first step. Then just screenshot you doing that review, you posting it. And the third step is to send a screenshot to me on Instagram at fritz_horseman or to my email fritz@gamechanger-academy.com. Okay, so just send it over and then we'll be in touch to create your custom meal plan, which will help you a lot to crush your goals. And this way, that way, we are helping you crush it on a plant-based diet, and you are helping us to help more people get in great shape by listening to this podcast. So it's a win-win for everyone, and I don't do any advertisements on this podcast. So the way that you can support me doing these podcasts is by leaving a rating review. So that would be awesome. That's just as a side note. We're doing this for the next month and afterwards. I don't plan on doing it again because, of course, that's extra work as well. But we are excited to help you. So let's get to the topic. What is eco-psychology? Okay, what's the term? It's a therapeutic technique and ideology that tries to treat people psychologically by bringing them spiritually closer to nature. Okay, basically bringing people closer to nature and treating them that way. Okay, and there's actually a growing body of literature indicating that spending time in nature can actually lower your blood pressure and stress hormone levels, reduce nervous system arousal, enhance immune system function, increase self-esteem, reduce anxiety, and improve your mood. That's a whole lot, right? And that's not even everything, right? A recent study actually found that being in nature reduced feelings of isolation, promoted calm, and lifted mood among their patients. Like it was a psychiatric unit that found that. It's pretty incredible, right? And chances are, we already pretty much knew that subconsciously, right? At least for me, when I'm in nature, like when I'm hiking or just going to a forest, whatever it is, I feel it right away, to be honest. I feel a sense of calm and the sense of alignment, the sense of presence right away when I spend time in nature. But now there's over 1,000 studies actually showing these benefits on paper. Okay, it's still a correlation, like all most of the studies they work on correlation or causation, right? But it's still a growing body, and it's getting more and more serious that these studies are actually showing the truth right there. And it's pretty robust across different occupations, ethnic groups, people from rich and poor areas, people with chronic illnesses and disabilities. So it's pretty robust, actually, that these findings are true, that spending time in nature is super healthy for you. Okay, now, okay, for it sounds awesome, But isn't this a podcast about getting in shape and improving your health on a plant-based diet? Yes, of course. And stress is actually one of the things that's often overlooked when it comes to creating lasting results in your health. Okay, so when there's new evidence for possible stress reduction on a big level, I'm sharing that, of course. So big level means there's so many small things you can do every day to reduce your stress, but spending time in nature has such a big impact on your overall stress levels. That's something that I want to share. And there's actually more episodes coming on stress. I'm planning on doing that because nowadays everyone is super stressed out. You listen to this podcast, you're probably listening while commuting or while, I don't know, cooking or while doing the chores, whatever. You want to be somewhat productive while doing something like a routine on a daily basis. And that's, you do that because you want to save time because you're stressed out most of the time, okay? And maybe it does not apply to you, but nowadays with all the work and everything that's going on in the world, we are pretty stressed out. So increased stress levels have a big impact on your physical results, on your mental health, on your feeling of alignment. So definitely more episodes coming. Stay tuned for that, absolutely. But it's also why I want to share this one, that I want you to focus on getting closer to nature to reduce your stress levels. So how long, Fritz, how long do you need to spend in nature to get these benefits? How long? It's actually 120 minutes sharp per week. 120 minutes. Pretty doable, right? You can even spread it throughout a week, okay? In a study of around 20,000 people, that number was pretty much the minimum. So they studied this and they found that less than that, it doesn't reduce the stress as much and everything else to get the benefits I mentioned before. But 120 minutes up, that's where the real benefits kick in. And it doesn't have to be all at once, like I said. It can be split over a week even. So that could actually be 20 minutes a day per week in nature, for example. It's pretty doable, right? And that is something that is such an easy thing to do, but that many people don't. And you will feel the benefits immediately. For me, for example, I'm currently doing somewhat of like immersion-like nature experience once a month on a weekend where I try to spend 2 full days in nature since I have a hectic city life usually here in Germany, in Berlin. There's a lot of parks, a lot of forest, that's good. Like even outside of Berlin, there's a lot of forest actually, which is awesome. But of course, it's still a big capital, big city. And I don't get much of nature on a daily basis. So I try and do that once a month, like an immersion. But after reading these studies and reading this article as well, I'm definitely more committed to do even more of that. So 20 minutes a day or like a few hours every weekend in the forest near Berlin, for example. So if you currently, if you currently live in a hectic city, then I encourage you to do weekend trips to mountains near you, to forests, to lakes around the city. If you're from the US, most of the time, that's super easy doable. You guys have amazing nature over there. Use it, okay? And that way, it's a nice reset for you on the weekend, for example, and a nice setup for a productive week ahead. Like I said, I just went climbing in the east of Germany, one of the best weekend trips ever that I made. So much fun. First time climbing on the rocks with, of course, with a guide. we booked a course, we booked a guide, and it was the first time ever on the rocks. And it was fun. It was so much fun. I had no experience before, but now I'm hooked on climbing, and I'm bouldering every week now and curious to better my climbing skills even more over the next months. Once we can go back to east of Germany when there's good weather, definitely planning on doing that. And it was game changing for me. I came back super present, energetic, focused, and just feeling calm and fulfilled. So I highly recommend you doing that. It's just like we feel it, but we don't really replicated, right? But now when you feel that you know the science behind it, you understand why that is, and now you can go ahead and replicate it even further. We all have the tools that we need right in front of us. We don't necessarily need all those fancy things. The basics will give you the biggest results, biggest bang for your buck. So maybe going out to nature, maybe sleeping better, sleeping longer. Those are the basic things that make the biggest difference, and we forget about them. Okay. By the way, like I said, more episodes on stress are coming your way, how to reduce stress. But the first thing you can do right now when listening to this podcast is go out, go to nature, and yeah, just feel relaxed and present. Maybe chances are you're listening to this podcast while walking in nature. So that'd be a game changer. Okay. So if you did, actually send me a picture if you are listening to this podcast while walking in nature, for example. But yeah, nature is a game changer. Use it to your advantage. And 120 minutes a week is the goal. Okay. So if you like this episode, which I hope, and you want to get your customized meal plan from me, then you can actually get it by rating, reviewing us, like I mentioned before. Just give us a rating, write a quick review, and I can send you my perfect vegan meal template for free, plus a custom meal plan once I see the screenshot of your review. So I'm excited to deliver that. Thanks so much for giving me your ear and your time. I'm excited for the next episode. I hope you have an amazing day. Talk soon. Let's get those gains. Save the planet. Bye-bye. Yes, yes, what did you think? What an amazing episode again. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, please do me a favor and subscribe to my podcast and rate it on iTunes. It's very much appreciated. We'll hear each other in the next episode. Until then, keep up the vegan vibes.